This is Emily Harris. Today in Najaf, tens of thousands of mourners came to bury Shiite leader Ayatollah Mohammed Bakr al-Hakim. They followed a flatbed truck that carried the Ayatollah's remains on a three-day procession from Baghdad. Many people paused to stare as they passed the exact spot where Hakim was killed. The three-foot-deep crater the car bomb left is now filled with chunks of cement. The sidewalk by the shrine is clear of the gasoline-soaked mess of car and human remains. But the black funeral banners now draped on the shrine walls can't hide scars from shrapnel. Shiite poet Hadi al-Hamami watched the funeral procession from a partially collapsed building just above the explosion site.
Sayyid Maria Ujihadi.
Hakim's popularity has grown greater since he was killed. Not all were in agreement with his views, but his death reminded people of the jihad he fought against Saddam Hussein. Most people are now with him.
He hopes the shock and outrage over Hakim's death will lead to unity in Iraq that the U.S. must go. Hakim had taken a wait-and-see attitude about the occupation, but in a funeral speech today, his brother, a member of the U.S.-appointed interim governing council, said the occupation must end. Poet Hamami says his grief and outrage is somehow energizing.
It has shaken my existence. It has turned me, an old man, into a young man again. One who is now able and willing to sacrifice his life for the sake of finding the people guilty of killing Hakim.
Iraqi police have detained at least a handful of people who they suspect may have been involved in the bombing. While waiting for answers, Hamami is working on putting his emotions into words. His poem about Hakim is still a rough draft, but the first stanza speaks of pain, anxiety, and concern, of feeling wounded and pressing on those wounds until all the people rise up. Emily Harris, NPR News.